Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio studio in Max 6 Workspace and Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have a full house in the studio today. We have with us the team from Life Made to Order Financial, Andre, who's our Executive Vice President. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Karen. Glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you. And Wesley, a district leader.
Glad to be here.
And a client, Ava, how are you? Owner of Timeless Art.
Thank you. I'm well.
I'm glad to have all three of you. So I got to see most of your sweet, smiling faces. And Andre, were you there when we just had the most recent event?
Not our most recent.
Yes.
I was here a few months back. That was our first time that we met. And
when
then,
you did the Money 101 for us.
The Money 101.
That was fantastic. And then we just recently got together at the Because event venue and had Money 101 as well. And so I'm very happy to have you on air with us because this is the first time for at least Phoenix Business Radio X to get you acquainted with our listeners. So let's start off by talking about Five Rings Financial and Life Made to Order Financial, how that comes together and really who you serve.
Well, it was 14 years ago, a guy by the name of Mike Wilk, he's our CEO today, had this great idea of, oh my goodness, instead of just telling people what to do with their money, let's teach people what to do with their money. And out of that came a workshop class called Money 101 that teaches the 6 key principles about money. And we figured out that people today want to learn that. And as we started with just 8 people in a room 14 years ago, last month we had just over 1,000 people in attendance at our workshop classes across the United States and online. And what we look to do is change the dynamic of money in America. Money really is a currency, which really means it's current, which kind of means that it's not physical, but energetic. And how you think about money and what you do with money turns into how it stays in your bank account or gets spent or grows. And it's always learning. So a big piece of our business is the mindset behind what do the people that have money do? What did they learn? What can we learn from them? And so we 14 years ago, started teaching this workshop class. And we do it in small groups. We do it in big businesses. We do it in small businesses, restaurants, teachers' lounges, police departments, small conference rooms, big conference rooms. And it's always a complimentary workshop teaching about saving money and teaching about protecting money. And then that leads into a one-on-one with a client where they want to learn maybe how to get out of debt, how to pay off some credit cards, how to start saving, and really become, if they want, the millionaire next door, which all starts with the idea of if you want to have $1 million or 500, you got to make that choice. You got to make that decision first. But nobody really teaches us that today in America.
I'm fascinated about the commitment to education because I think that for me is what appealed to me most about Five Rings Financial and the Money 101, the Wine, Women, and Wealth. Everything that you do, it's a very low barrier to entry for relationships, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all around education and no pressure to then stay connected and have someone help you towards your savings and your financial wealth. That's important. It's a great wreath on the door for folks. Tell us about you personally, Andre. What did you do prior to Life Made to Order?
I spent 15 years in franchising. Somebody handed me a book when I was 19 called The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. That book taught me, showed me, expanded my brain to the point where I was like, wow, if I just decide I could do something, I could do it. I ended up working as a salesperson. I was in college for a little while, ended up deciding that wasn't my route, ended up doing some sales, worked with a franchise company for 15 years. And in 2008, I kind of thought I'd arrived. I had built a house in Breckenridge. I had 4 kids. I was married. And at the end of the 08, when the market crashed, oh my goodness, so did my business. So my business crashes. My business crashes at the end of 08. I end up, not in that house anymore. Ended up getting divorced. And I find myself asking 2 questions. 1, what am I going to do when I grow up? And 2, who didn't teach me about money? And I get invited to this workshop class, Money 101.
That's it. That's where it all began.
That is where it all began.
Wesley, how about you? I know that you are now a district leader and had a very vast and successful career in the packing industry. So can you get us caught up as to what was your decision? What led you to becoming part of the Five Rings financial team?
Well, it's kind of interesting because the person that got me involved was my wife, and Susan. And I knew nothing about Five Rings Financial. So she talked me into going to a Money 101 workshop. And it was quite enlightening. What I learned at Money 101 is something I should have probably learned when I was 16, 17 years old. Instead of, I could have probably lost one class in high school and taken up Money 101 and been way ahead of the game. I was a little bit frustrated at the end of the session, this was something I should have learned 30 years ago. I'm not no spring chicken anymore. So, but I could see where it would be a benefit to a lot of younger people.
How about you, Ava?
Well, for me, it is very important as a business owner to think about not only work, but finances. And I started probably like any other person that thinks that just hard work and your personal responsibility will make you successful. And it's not always the truth. You find yourself at the point when you look at your work and you say, I've done so much, but doesn't show. So I started attending the classes as well, the meetings, which were wonderful. And as Wesley said, it was something that should have been done many, many years ago. But now I'm just opening my eyes and finding out the new venues for my business and how I want to run it and how I want to protect money earned from my own business.
Your story is such a great example, I think, of so many of us that have gone into business for ourselves. We are passionate. Most of us are excited. We're smart. And yet we go in thinking that hard work and really that love and dedication is going to be enough to succeed financially and be able to manage all the books and everything with our business. But that's not always the case.
Absolutely. I found that you have to do a little more and you have to step outside your comfort zone. As you know, as the artist, I don't want to think about money. I just want to create and show it to people. If they like it, please buy it. And then I can spend money on the house, pay taxes, buy food. And you find yourself that it's not enough. It just goes. You have to find the new forms of protecting that money that is going to last you for much, much longer than just the immediate spending or immediate things that you have to pay for.
That was one of the things that attracted me to the company when I first got started is after being a business owner for 15 years in the world of franchising, there's no program to teach you about the money. And I found myself at the end of 15 years with no savings and no money put aside. And although I had great business knowledge, nobody ever taught me how to run the books, and you just had to figure it out. And if you think about most people in America are running their personal finances paycheck to paycheck, it's really, is there enough money left over? And surprisingly enough, most business owners are doing the same thing in America. That was one of the things that stood out for me was here was a group that was willing to take the time. One, teach us the principle of protecting money. Two, teach the principles of saving money, you know, compound interest, time value of money. Who knew that $5 a day could grow to $500,000? And, you know, that's a cup of coffee, right? We often joke about Starbucks is that Starbucks' name could really be $5. And I had a guy at a workshop raise his hand once and say, Andre, I already drink 4 cups of coffee a day. If I drink one less, that'd be my $5. And I'm like, yeah, and we should change the name to $5 for Starbucks. That was exciting for me to realize that there was this company that was teaching about those principles and taking the time and the effort in a free workshop that it got me to the point that after 18 months, I found myself $50,000 in debt at the end of 2008. And through working with the company, I was able to pay that debt off moonlighting because I had to start part-time. And after 36 months, I was making as much money with our company as I was at my job. And I kind of got this excitement where I was like, wow, here I am, a business owner of 15 years, a dad who could lose everything in 08. There's other people in America that need to know this. And it's that idea of once you learn something, that's only part one. Part two is you got to be able to turn around and teach it. It really, for me, was this obligation of now that I've learned how to control my money and I've learned the mindset and I've learned how to protect it, part two was how many other people in America need to know this? Well, there's only 280 million of us.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of a need for this.
Just a bit.
Just a bit. Wes, when you got involved, what was your favorite part of making the commitment to, like Andre just said, start to teach and share this with others?
Well, that was pretty much it. You know, the education part of the business is so important. At these Money 101s, we're not selling anything. We're educating people on how to, you know, preserve their money, how to build wealth, you know, for retirement, and just get people's mindset changed.
And it doesn't require a lot. So again, I've sat through at least two of these educational workshops, both Money 101 and then the mindset with the Women and Wealth. And I know, for me, I'm not great at math. That's always been kind of my excuse for not succeeding financially where I'd like to be. I cannot use that excuse anymore, especially with this group of people in this room. And the education that's provided is quite basic, isn't it? Right? It's very tangible. It's very easy to understand. Just the example that you gave, Andre, a moment ago about the $5 a day. I'm not that way anymore, but I used to be one of those Starbucks consumers where every day I had to have that, you know, frothy drink that cost me $5 to $6, and quickly realized after conversations with the Five Rings Financial Group that there was better ways to spend my money, smarter approaches to savings and growing that wealth beyond the little, you know, little nest egg that we had. And it's all around being strategic, isn't it?
It is. We find that most of our clients don't need to go in, as we call it, quantum leap their money. They need to make small little changes with what they already have. So many people in America today already have an IRA. They have a 401k. Their company's created a 403b. So they have some type of savings plan in place that was mostly told by their company to go do it. So about a third of our business is teaching clients that there are instruments in this country that you can put your money in that don't have the same risk or don't have any of the risk of the stock market. But where we work, those programs usually are at risk. You know, your money's in a 401k or it's in some type of savings and you could lose some of that due to stock market performance. So as a company, we made that choice to focus on the non-stock market side of the market. And for every one of us, there are 600 stockbrokers or 600 stock brokerage companies, which we're not anti-stock market or stockbroker. We're just pro-safe. We like to call it swan insurance, sleep well at night.
Oh, I like that.
And coming to that mindset of what you mentioned about the little changes in our money is that, you know, where energy goes, focus goes. So what you measure grows. And nobody ever teaches us to actually look at the money we're spending and where we're spending it. We just get told you can afford it, stretch, no big deal. But the simple idea of watch where you're spending your money on, watch where your money's going. That first step is the first way to help people realize that, wow, I guess I don't need to spend quite as much as I'm spending. And that's empowering. Our Money 101 class does it. We have within our company an organization called Wine, Women, and Wealth, which is a women's community building event that's got some networking and often has a little bit of wine. I like the chocolate part too. They've got chocolate, although I'm not invited. The Wine, Women, and Wealth, instead of it being a one class that's 1 hour, it is an ongoing workshop. It's an ongoing class where women come And one of the leaders in our company teaches the class around mindset. And it's an ongoing piece where women can bring friends. And what ends up happening is the guys say, hey, how come you keep going to that workshop? I want to go. So we host a Money 101 and we get to see the wives and the husbands at that Money 101 class.
Eva, have you participated in Wine, Women, and Wealth?
Yes, I did a few times. And it was a fantastic opportunity to meet other women, to talk to other business owners, and also learn about money. I cannot stress it enough how important it is, because usually we get so busy with daily life that we put those finances on the back burner. We don't think about what it's going to happen tomorrow. We are kind of dealing only with day-to-day issues. And I know for women who are busy with home, children, career, it's extremely difficult to find time to think about money for their own future.
And if we're not feeling successful already, there's some pain involved, or so we think, and so we're going to put it off. We're going to take
exactly.
it off and push it even further. What have you personally seen, and if you'd be willing to share, what are some of the highlights of what's transpiring and changing for you as a result of now being a client for Life Made to Order?
Well, for me, it was a game changer. I was usually thinking, well, I cannot afford it. Well, I cannot think about it. I will do it tomorrow. I still have time. And then your life events happened. You know, I lost my father. My mom has Alzheimer's. And so I'm thinking, what about me? And as a young person, you think about those unfortunate life events as happening always to someone else. And then as you grow older and wiser, you think, well, that someone else might be me. And then what? How easy or difficult I'm going to make it for my family if something happens. And so by going over there, I started thinking more in terms of being responsible for me and for other people.
How refreshing is that, right? The saying is, put the oxygen mask on for yourself before you take care of others.
Yes.
That's really what you're speaking mm-hmm. to.
Exactly.
Yeah. Either Wes or Andre, can you speak to living benefits? I know that's one of the offers that you have. And then I believe, Eva, I know when you and I had talked about having you on the show today, I know that you've made a commitment to having living benefits as well. So I'd love for you to share kind of how that's shifted for you. But let's start by telling our audience, what is living benefits?
I love your statement about put the oxygen mask on first. One of the things that we found from a company level is that as people would find us, sometimes just on a part-time basis, they'd want to share our classes. And what ends up happening is people that hang around with us, whether it is just inviting people to our Money 101s or our Wine, Women, and Wealths, or people who see this as a place I can make a little extra income, they actually get to learn about their money. And putting the oxygen mask on first is they get to upgrade or step up their financial situations. They get to learn all the principles of controlling their money and saving. And that comes from a place of when people are comfortable, then they're like, oh my gosh, I got to share this great information. As a company, you know, if we look at what living benefits is, I always like to talk about, you know, living benefits' goal is to protect our financial household. And what living benefits does is if somebody has a negative life event, the big three are terminal illness, critical illness, chronic illness. And within the critical illness, that's heart attack, stroke, cancer. Those are the big three that happen. That is a living benefits life event. And what living benefits does is gives you access to a pile of money. I like to use life insurance as an example. If we all think about life insurance, if you think about, you know, raise your hand if you have life insurance, or, okay, I've got life insurance. Now think about why you have it. No. Think about who it's for. It's not for us. It's for them. We all have life insurance because its purpose is if something happens to me, I leave 10 years of my income to my spouse. I pay off the house, the credit cards. I put $100,000 in account for each of the kids to go to college. 20 years ago, two life insurance companies made this decision. hey, if we're going to pay you because you died, well, let's pay you because you lived. And they kind of turn life insurance on its head, because living benefits life insurance is simply the access to your death benefit up to 75% of term life insurance because you lived through one of those life events.
I kind of look at it as mortgage protection, being able to provide for your family every day while you're ill, possibly getting the funds to pay for an experimental treatment that regular insurance will not pay for, just being able to keep going on while you're getting through that that life event.
We had a client 5 years ago who came to our Money 101 workshop, and she had a daughter who was in school. And at the end, she said, I really want to talk about that college savings plan. We, one of the things that we build for clients is a tax-free college savings that you can't lose money in. It's not in the market, and it doesn't have a fee. So we meet with her, we get that set up, and we ask her, do you have life insurance? And she's like, no, you know, the reality is it's term, it's going to be expensive by the time I use it. She said, but if I'm understanding correctly, if I have living benefits life insurance, I don't have to die to get the money. And I said, that's correct. She says, well, I need some of that, because she says, I know statistically in America, people are 8 times more likely to have a life event and live through it. If you think about our doctors today, just about anything that happens to us, they're going to stitch us back together and send us home. So we live through these events, but then where does the money come from while you're not working? We reach into our savings, we reach into our 401k, our house, our business. Well, so 5 years ago, she comes, she gets the tax-free savings, she gets some living benefits, life insurance. And 2 years later, she calls. She's like, oh my goodness, I got diagnosed with cancer. So we take that diagnosis, we send it to the life insurance company, and the life insurance company sends her a letter back, and it says, you may have 300,000 of your 400,000 term life insurance policy. I mean, we completely changed her life. And to this day, she says, you know, so she quits her job. She does naturopathic care. She goes out of the country to spend time with her parents. She brings her daughter with her. And she, to this day, says to the gal who invited her, Nicole, Nicole, you're my hero. Because if you hadn't thought enough of me to invite me to this workshop class, Money 101, I never would have known that living benefits life insurance exist.
I know I've heard those stories, similar stories from Sue and Wes, as I've gotten to know them and Life Made to Order. Ava, how about for you? I know you've made the decision to have living benefits. What's the difference? How has it impacted your life?
Well, I just want to go back to what we were talking about. And it's not only cancer or those big life events that happens, but think about us going to work. We all drive cars. And recently, I was driving. I was leaving a small street. Light turned green. I was very slow for some reason. Someone told me go slow, and someone ran the red lights. Mm-hmm. And I got lucky. And my thinking was, I'm not ready. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to depart, but if something would happen, I'm secured with life benefits for one reason or the other. Not that I want to use it. And actually, I don't want to use it. I never want to get to the point that I would be forced to use it. But if I would,
you have it.
I have it. And that makes all the difference. Now, you know, when you think about, you know, for the business, I was always worrying, you know, I have to work harder. I have to make more money, put it in a saving. But now, since I don't have to worry about the unfortunate events, that opens up the space to focus on the work itself, to create beautiful wall finishes, to create an artwork. And that it's such a release in your mind and your spirit that that kind of sets you free.
You now have a lifesaver.
Yes. Someone got my back. And that is a really good feeling.
And you've taken responsibility
yes.
as well, right? Somebody, to Andre's point, somebody invited you to hear this conversation.
Susan did.
Hooray, Susan, our hero. She is in the studio with us.
She is a hero.
Just not on mic. She is our hero. And yet, you also took initiative and took responsibility to learn, to grow, to continue to prepare yourself for these events that, of course, you hope that don't happen, but you now have that safeguard in case something does happen. You know that you can now begin to create. So that's a great segue, because this radio program would be lacking if we didn't ask you to speak a little bit about timeless art. I would love to hear you, because I see the smile on your face when you're talking about the desire to be in passion with your work.
Yes.
Tell us about who you are as an artist and where we can find your work. Just get us there.
Okay. So Timeless Art, it's a small local business. It's me and my husband. And we started kind of small. I was an artist trying to figure it out, you know, how to create money. So I opened up my own business doing wall finishes, mostly wall finishes, decorative paintings, scrolls, murals. We started, since I had a background in furniture finishing, we started doing remodeling of kitchens and bathrooms. And then my husband, who is a talented woodworker, started doing adjustments to cabinets. And that put us towards a different level of woodworking, because lots of people started asking for more things, and we started to grow, you know, with our services. But mostly what we do, anything with paint, from wall finishes to artwork on the canvas to heirloom, you know, furniture pieces to designing your entire kitchens and bathrooms. So we are kind of multi-talented. And usually we go like in waves. So sometimes we have all the murals that we are doing, or we have people asking to do the kitchens, or there is a time to do, you know, wall finishes. So this is our focus.
Sounds beautiful. And you do you work out of your home, and then you, of course, you go and do your work in others' homes. But
yes, so our work is divided into offsite, mostly offsite, and then we have our few shops at our place where, you know, one shop it's for woodworking or finishing. And I have, I converted one of the bedrooms into my painting studio. If someone would like to contact us, we have a website, evatimelessart.com. Also, it's evatimelessart.az.com.
And do you have clients all over the state, or does it tend to be Metro Phoenix?
No, we have all over the state, and we also do outside the state. So we've done work in Florida and New Mexico.
Okay, and the place to start with you is at the website.
evatimelessart.com, or phone number 602-478-5287.
And that website again is evatimelessart.com.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Good. All right. And so we're thrilled to hear that you get to stay in that place of passion and purpose and creativity, because now you have your ducks in a row when it comes to your finances.
Yes. And I would like to say that living benefits, once I enrolled in that, it released that that worry and stress that occupied my mind. So, and also created that responsibility with me to be more conscious and more responsible, not only towards myself, but towards the others.
And I don't think we can understate how important that is. Andre and Wes, you're welcome to speak to that as well. Being able to know that you have that taken care of, that's got to feel amazing, and not only feel amazing, but be the catalyst for either creativity or more growth, more passion and purpose. What do you see happens with other clients as they've made this decision?
One thing we see is that life insurance, most people think of, as I was speaking earlier, you got to die to get the money. And we know right now in America, 90% of the life insurance policies that are in place are death only, which means you got to die to get the money. As we teach and educate Americans that living benefits life insurance is available, which means you can access your money if you get diagnosed for a terminal illness. You can access it for heart attack, stroke, cancer, cognitive impairment, ALS, blindness, lose a limb, lose an organ, third degree burns, coma, or if you can't do two of your six activities of daily living. Sometimes I use Superman. Now, Christopher Reeves is the example. You know, a few years back when he got thrown off the front of his horse and had himself in bed and immobile, well, that's a chronic illness, and that's a living benefits life event, which means had he had living benefits life insurance, he could have accessed 75% of his life insurance, of his term life insurance, because he almost died. And that, for us, is such a neat, different conversation with our clients today, because so many people say, I don't want to talk about life insurance. They don't. It's so far out of their mind. But as Eva just said, if you'd gotten in a car accident and you're unable to do two of your six activities of daily living, where does the money come from? You know, we dip into our savings, we dip into our parents, we sell our house, we really much take that money from anywhere. And so it is that peace of mind. It's Swan insurance for the client, but it's Swan insurance for us, knowing that we're making a really big change in people's lives. We're giving them back energy and we're giving them back time that they can focus on their lives. And we do. We have a bunch of videos of testimonials of clients over just the last 10 years that have had living benefit life events, that we saved their house, we saved their business, we saved so many things that before living benefits, you would have had to die. And that's a little difference than saving.
My advice to the people out there is don't hesitate, don't procrastinate. Things can happen at any time, and you just never know. Mm-hmm. So,
I was had a woman call me earlier. Actually, it was yesterday. I had to run her a number, and you can get $1 million of living benefits life insurance. She's 34 for $40 a month. Right, it prices just like life insurance, and the difference is it doesn't just pay to die; it pays you because you live through these life events. And it's like phone insurance. None of us really want our phone to get run over, right? None of us really want to drop it in the toilet. But just in case, a lot of us are spending $9 a month to protect that phone so we don't have to come out of pocket $1,000 because smartphones are not $100 anymore. So living benefits is that same way. It's really there to protect your financial household.
I think you also are forgetting about the most important thing, which is accessibility. I know when my father passed away, he left 401 and his house for my mom. But that was so difficult to access and to cash in to help my mom out. And it took lots of time and lots of stress. And with the living benefits, people forget that when something happens, you need it right away. Mm-hmm. You cannot wait a few months. You cannot go into probation. You cannot speculate, fill up the paperwork. And living benefits give you that quick access for your needs. And that's very important.
Thank you. It's a good point, Eva. We've had money move from the life insurance company into the client's bank account in as little as 10 days. That makes a huge difference.
Huge difference. Mm-hmm. I know from the experience.
and you help clients then with that entire transition, right? So if somebody has a 401k and it's locked up, you can help them make that adjustment and take a look really at their finances and their savings as a whole package, correct?
We do. We had actually two clients in just the last 30 days, both of them with 401ks. And actually one of them was non-qualified money, but it was earmarked for long-term savings. One was 401k, and they were just worried. They're like, the market's been going up, and I want to protect my money. What are the options that are out there? I'm tired of the roller coaster, were their words. And one of the things that we teach about is indexed accounts and the ability for a fixed indexed account to protect your money on the downside. So you can never lose money due to stock market performance. You do give a little bit of the upside up, right? You can't have your cake and eat it too, unless you're standing up while you eat the cake. I heard there's no calories for that. But it gives you the ability. And just in the last 30 days, we had one client saved her $70,000 because she moved her money out 42 days ago. And her husband said, I just don't think I'm ready to change yet. And we're not a company of push. We're a company of carrots. We dangle the carrot out front, show you how good it is, and let you make the decision. And so he lost $70,000 in the last 40 days just because of the market's up and down of the roller coaster. She didn't. So that's $70,000 that she doesn't have to make up for loss. And another client that is looking at this from a, it's part of his retirement also, same statement, you know, I'm just worried. It's been going up for a really long time. How do I protect it? And it's really gratifying to teach a client, show it, help them. My 16-year-old calls me a bridge person. She says, Dad, you teach people, and then if they want one, you take them by the hand, you cross the bridge with them, you do the paperwork, they get an account, clients, no fee, you get a client, they get this protection. So it's so neat to have them move that money over and know that that money's going to grow, that they can't lose, and at some point in the future, they can turn on an income, a guaranteed income for life. It's one of the pieces we don't talk a lot about in our Money 101 class. But when we meet with people and we figure out where they're at and work with them one-on-one and help them build and put something in place, it creates them our business partner Lyle calls it hard money planning, because now you can count on what's going to be there. You can count on what's going to happen with your money. And when you never have to lose, it, again, takes the stress off of your life. It opens your energy up, as Ava said, to what she loves and what's her passion. And we get to take care of that for you. And then we do an annual review once a year and have brownies or key lime pie. Just make sure everything's going
which,
in the
again,
right direction.
No calories if you're standing
if you're
up.
Standing
it's
up.
Good to know. That's I'm going to be eating all my meals standing up. Wes, I would love to hear from you a little bit about the culture of the company. Can you speak to what you enjoy about that and what you see others are coming to?
I think the thing that I like about it the best is the mentorship in the company, where if you're just starting out in this business, you have somebody to lean on, somebody to teach you as you're going along. I call it an apprenticeship in the business, where you can literally go to anybody in the company that if you have questions, if you need help with a client and whatnot. And of course, if you're a beginner, you don't know anything to begin with. So this is something that we did a lot of here in the United States back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We had apprenticeship programs, and we kind of got away from that. They wanted people, you know, right out of college to know everything and be able to, you know, just jump in and help make their company successful. I believe, because I was an apprentice at one time, I believe the apprenticeship program or mentorship program is really the way to go. It really is. You've got somebody to lean on. You know, you're not being thrown out to the wolves. And that's, you know, that's my idea of a vertical company.
Yeah. So speak to that, because you mentioned that the mentorship is there, whether it is a representative to a client, of course, but also a new rep within the company. For as long as you need help to develop the skill set, your team is there for you. So are you looking at hiring? Are you adding more people to your team? And how does all that come to be? Let's speak to that.
We are. One of the things we figured out is as a financial agency, you know, we are financial professionals, we're financial consultants. If you look at the financial agency companies for the last 100 years, it's really been about, let me stick you in a room, take the top of your head off, teach you the product knowledge, kick you out the door and say, go get them, tiger.
And then hold numbers to your head.
yeah. Have a quota, have a territory, and have mandatory meetings, right? If you don't make 200 phone calls a week, you're out. And the truth is only 7% of people actually last in that model. So 93% of financial professionals or agents who get into the financial business are not there after 6 months. And what we did as a company is we said, you know what? If instead of, first of all, let's get rid of the mandatory meetings. Let's make it no quotas. Let's make it no phone calls. Let's make it more about sharing. So we started off first with that workshop class, Money 101, where it's free to invite people. And then two, what we did is we said, instead of you go do it, let's go do it. And you take a step, we take a step. So if you look at from a business perspective, we can teach people the ins and outs of doing business and how to make money. But if we don't teach their self-esteem and their confidence level to go up equally, we'll all bring our income right back to wherever our self-esteem and wherever our previous habits have gotten us. So our company was built on let's teach that. And so our culture inside of our company is based around let's go do this together. When somebody comes to a workshop, we'll go with you. We'll do those meetings. We'll answer the questions. And actually, that's the best way to learn something. If you want to learn how to change a tire, sure, you could hand somebody a video, but the best way would be, let me change the tire for you. You watch over my shoulder. The second time, we'll change the tire together. And the third time, I'll let you change it, and I'll watch and make sure it's going right. So that financial idea, that mentorship, that apprentice-based teaching program is a 36 to 60-month process where we invite people to come work with us. And it lets them basically figure out what they want to do part-time. Our average part-time person in America right now makes $23,000 a year just inviting to our workshops. And we say, don't do anything more than that. If you want to do more, let's go together and we'll start teaching the process and the ins and outs. And then it gives people the ability to plug in at their level. You know, I was a half-time dad with four kids and three jobs when I found our company. And if you had given me a quota or mandatory meetings or phone calls, couldn't have stuck around. But because they let me hang around and they let me learn at my pace, by year three, by 18 months, I paid off all of my debt, still had my job. By 36 months, I was making enough to quit my job and go full-time. And my whole goal was drop my kids off to school, pick them up after, hang out with them in the summertime and on the weekends. And the company gave me that flexibility, never put pressure on me, but let me plug in at whatever level I wanted to plug in. And I was just smart enough to be dumb enough to be smart enough to follow the model. You know, and maybe I have an advantage because I was in franchising for 15 years and I thought, man, this company is creating a franchise where they'll go out with me and they'll teach me everything I need to know. And it's allowed our company today to be in just about 40 states. We're really in six big markets in the United States, but we're growing. Wes and Sue and Ava and Trudy, part of our corporate culture is Five Rings Financial. And they're the marketing piece. They teach us how to teach. And then when you take it one down level, Life Made to Order Financial or lifemadeorderfinancial.com, it's actually LMTOfinancial.com. We had this crazy idea that people really want to have the life that they want to have. And if you could show them a way to have that, then let's start there. Let's draw out and write down the top 10 things that make the life you want, the life you want. And then let's fit this in and changing people's lives and helping them fix their money and helping them have a mentor program. We even have people that come work with us on a part-time basis with the intention 2, 3, 5 years to go get the next job. That's okay because not everybody necessarily wants to be in financial services for the rest of their life. But some people, we know that people, when they find us, they will absolutely leave us better than they found us. Because if you stick around, you can't become a better person when we're making book suggestions and having every 3 month trainings and mentoring abilities and orientations. And we got this crazy idea to start teaching it all over the United States, which really isn't that crazy. It's just our backyard.
You know, from the client perspective, also I want to mention that the simplicity of the process, it's very beneficial. As a client, I don't want to worry how my investments are going to go in the future. So, you know, I don't want to invest money or put money and then think, well, if the market goes down or up, where am I going to be? Because lots of people have investments, but they are not solid. And even though they feel protected, they still worry how they are going to end up. And with Five Rings Financial, it's more secure. So, you know, as a client and the type of personality that I have, I don't want to study the market. I don't have time to study the market. I don't have time to worry, you know, what happens with the stock market if it goes one way or the other. I just want to invest, have those meetings once in a while, and sleep well at night.
And trust.
You know, exactly. One of the things I wanted to reiterate, and I think Andre hit on this a little bit, is that, you know, we are a no-fee-based company. We get remunerated by the insurance companies through their marketing departments, through their advertising. So if you have $50,000 invested in with our company or $100,000, you have $50,000 and you have $100,000. you don't have to open up an envelope every month and go, oh, geez, look, there's this fee, there's that fee. You know, now I don't have that $100,000 or $50,000 anymore. It's it's something important. And believe me, I went through this with my 401k. I just got to the point where I wouldn't even open envelopes anymore. And when I finally did open up an envelope, I went, oh, my God, I've just lost 60% of my retirement. Mm. And that happened in 2008. Consequently, I'm still working. And but that's okay. This is a good program here.
We're kind of glad that 2008 happened, because if it didn't, maybe you guys wouldn't have found us.
Very true.
Not that I want to look in my rearview mirror and see everything is backwards, but whenever I look in my rearview mirror, it seems like whatever I look in the back that I thought was a bad thing, turns out all happened for a reason.
Well, and the example and the stories that you've shared, you can then again teach it and share it with others, right?
I mean,
that is, I think, the reason why you've all chosen to step into this as a career, mm-hmm. because what you've learned, you want to give back and share it with others.
Exactly.
And that makes it obviously a very safe and comfortable way to do that. And the company is designed and set up that way.
It is. We definitely made that choice in the beginning to never charge a fee, never charge a management fee, no transaction, and also partner with a group of companies. And those companies, they've existed for a long time. Sometimes I joke about it. I'm a little cute, and I say, you know, what the banker and the broker and the 401k guy doesn't want you to know is that we exist, because there is the opportunity for you to get good returns, never lose a fee, never lose money due to stock market performance, and not pay the management fee. I had a client in a workshop recently who came up to me at the end and said, do you realize that if I pay just 1% a year for 30 years, that's 30% of my money? And I said, yeah, but what if you paid 2? They just about passed out. They're like, that'd be like me giving me 60% of my money. And we're not anti-stockbroker or stock market, but when you realize, when you look back, Tony Robbins opened my mind up to this idea that those little fees, they add up over a long time, right? People are realizing that affects our money. That's 60% or 30% less money you have in retirement. It's that much less you have when you need it. So again, it's when we look at what we focus on, the indexed account, the tax-free indexed account, the living benefits, it's about protecting people's money, their 401ks, their savings. It's about teaching people where to grow money and pay less in taxes, which, by the way, is the number one place in America that the wealthy are ahead of the non-wealthy, is they've learned how to pay less in tax. And then living benefits, which is protecting our financial households. And that is such a gratifying thing on a daily basis, to be teaching our workshops around the United States, meeting a couple like Wes and Susan and Eva, that they see what we're doing and they say, hey, how can I help? And the way that you can help is invite some people to our class. And that's the number one way that our company has grown from 8 people 14 years ago to over 1,000 in attendance last month, is when people come to the class, it's because somebody else invited them. Whether in person, big company, small company, conference room, dinner, is that somebody said, I went to this class about money. I think you'd like it. Would you like to go? 80% of the population has curiosity about money.
My daughter, who's 22, attended the most recent Money 101 workshop, and she was sitting across the room from me, and there was easily, I think, 50 people there. And they're not always that big, I will say that, because it can be, you know, more intimate or larger as well. But I kept looking across, and she'd catch my glance, and we'd give each other thumbs up, because these are not skills that we knew to teach her. I'm grateful for having you guys, and of course, Sue and Wes, for the introduction, because I did not have this capability to pass it on to her. I didn't know about index accounts. I couldn't tell you anything about, to Wes's point early on, you know, the schooling that I had experienced, even in my master's degree. I haven't learned how to do that for our family, and she's 22 years old. And I would love to have given her that gift sooner. And thankfully, I have an 11-year-old as well, so I get to help him start now. Can you imagine? Obviously, I know you can, because you're my teachers. But how much better off he will be prepared as a young gentleman going into middle school compared to his brother and sister who are already young adults.
We do. It's really teaching it has to go from the top down, right? By us teaching our generation, the parents, about money and getting them comfortable and understanding, that translates into their kids learning it. And then as they grow up in instituting those ideas and concepts, that the third generation, it's going to be the norm. And so one of the things is realizing that this is really a three-generation change. This is, you know, people, we all want the instant fix, right? Take this pill and you're fixed, but it's not. You know, we all got where we are today over the last three generations. And
that goes back to the mindset piece, right? Yes. So the mindset, if we can help shift the generation, then my grandkids and great-grandkids will be far better off and have a different mindset around money and wealth and financial freedom than any of us, in my family has had up till now.
This is something the wealthy have been teaching their kids for generations.
Right. Okay? That's why they continue to stay
wealthy. It was kind of like a well-kept secret in their circle. And what we're trying to do is get the information out now to middle America.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You know, it might take a while, but it's never too late to start. And I think that's very important for everyone to hear, because some people say, well, you know, it's too late. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm 50 or 60. I cannot start now. Well, yes, you can.
Yeah, I think. And it's little changes, mm-hmm. little daily changes mm-hmm. with the right support and the right encouragement and the right education. Yeah, love it. I would love, as we kind of close out this segment, it sounds like each of you have had a long-running business background. How would you define success? Just speak from your heart. Wes, if you don't mind starting for us, what does success mean to you?
A long-running reputation that hasn't been tarnished. When you could take a project from concept to fruition, make the customer happy, make the client happy, that's how I define success.
And that fits in beautifully, obviously, with your commitment to your clients with Five Rings Financial. It feels like it's just a glove.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Sue, for getting west of that first class. Eva, how about for you? What is success to you?
Success for me is happiness. If you find yourself within your personal space that you are happy and fulfilled, that you are happy with your work, I think you are successful.
Well said. Before we move on to Andre, I would like to just ask you again about your work as an artist. How would you like to see your work continue to impact the community? Do you have any vision of what that looks like and feels like?
You know, I believe that beauty is very important for us, for everyone. We want to surround ourselves with beautiful things. I think they have a great impact. And, you know, for me, creating, you know, artwork, I hope I can inspire beautiful spaces for people. And also on the other aspect of having a business, there is lots of talent up there. And I hope that people can follow their dreams, open their own businesses, and, you know, create locally.
And you can be an educator for that as well,
yes,
can't you?
Yes. And, you know, Wesley and Andrew can provide, you know, the financial, you know, advice for them. So, yes.
So you can be the person who reaches out your hand and says, hey, let's cross this bridge together. You can help them walk across the bridge and you have your team to help support you. And then you can continue to stay in the creative space and let others help with the more educational pieces of this.
Yes. And when you think, if the young people would start at saving young, then following their own dreams would be quite easy. Most of us just go, you know what, I have to get the regular job. And then maybe in a few years, I will save up some money and then open my own business. But that might be a quite a different story. You know, for me, it is important to be successful in the work that I'm doing, to impact people, their lives with, you know, beauty and art, and kind of inspire them personally as well.
Well, you're certainly doing that by being here today. I appreciate you taking time out. I know you were feeling a little nervous, a little anxious, but you were a pro.
Thank you.
You did beautifully today. And what are your plans for your business, if I can ask you that as well, now that you have Swan Insurance? Tell us, kind of give us a snapshot into the future.
Well, yes, since I'm growing a little older, there is probably a time that I won't be able to get on the scaffold and, you know, do murals on the ceilings. So right now I'm focusing more into the artwork on canvases. Since I have a degree in fine arts, then that would be a next step. Maybe through walls going to the gallery.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. I will expect an invitation to those grand openings when you do.
Okay.
Love it. And Andre, how about you? Let's start with a question around how would you define success?
It changed when I had kids. One of the things I realized is everything that we learn, everything that we go through, everything that happens in our life happens for a reason. And it's usually to be able to teach somebody else, right? Somewhere I heard it, the best mistakes to learn from are somebody else's. And so today, one of the things that really charges my batteries the most is guiding, teaching, training, and helping people overcome the habit of being themselves. Even to the point of I look at my kids and to see them have little shifts in the way they think because, you know, I held a boundary in being a parent. And knowing that my kids are going off into the world to make a difference. And then realizing that within our company, this company is not, what we do is about helping people change their lives. It's about helping them changing the habit of being themselves. Because if everybody was happy with where they are, they obviously got there because of what they've done. Well, they wouldn't need to change anything. But when people aren't happy with where they are, we say it like this: when you want to change something in your life, you probably have to change something in your life. And part of our company, part of our culture, what we've been building, and I got to give Mike Wilk credit for that and Lyle Donnelly credit for that and our trainers and our mentors is that we're giving people the opportunity to get on a yellow brick road and go down a path of learning how to change the habit of being themselves. And so for me, it's seeing that group of people every year grow. For me, it's having them change their life with their spouse or with their kids, you know, their business, and really taking control, as Eva said, is chasing their dreams. People are starting to say, wow, there is a way to do this. I don't have to be stuck just doing the same old thing, which is why our company has grown through word of mouth for 14 years. That's our marketing, is that. That's it. Somebody came, they liked it, and they shared it. And sometimes it's to come work with us on a part-time basis. Sometimes it's just to get their money in control. I love the people that find us, make a change, and then accidentally invite somebody and then find out, wow, I actually like this inviting somebody. And they end up as a secret agent where they just, they're a marketing rep, you know, on a part-time basis. They share the awesomeness of what we do.
And I think Wes is the one who said, Eva said it, it's never too late to start. Mm-hmm. And I think, Wes, you had also said that it's just go poke around. Just come to a Money 101 or a Wine, Women, and Wealth workshop and just see and hear and listen and witness what other people are experiencing. And if it fits, stay and continue to get educated. And if it doesn't, it's no harm. Right? We have a sense that you're probably going to stick around.
You won't be harmed by the information.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's all that's needed. So if folks want to get a hold of Life Made to Order and Five Rings Financial, where's the best place to do that?
Probably the simplest is to go to lmtofinancial.com, which stands for Life Made to Order Financial.com. And you can, there's a contact place there. You can find out about our events. There's a link to a calendar. Please mention Business Radio X that you found us there so that we can give props and say thanks that you found us through there. But whether you're looking for one of our classes, if you're in the Phoenix area, if you're in Arizona, we have Money 101 and Wine, Women, and Wealth happening. All over. And it seems like every day there's somebody who finds us who says, can I come test drive you? And we encourage people, as Wes said, is come test drive us.
Yeah, nothing lost, a lot to gain, but nothing lost if you spent an hour or so
That's
just
right.
getting educated, even if you took that knowledge and use it somewhere else, I know you all would be thrilled with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very good. Again, Life Made to Order Financial. The website is lmtofinancial.com. Also, I believe you have Facebook and Instagram, I think. Yes, I'm getting lots of head nods. So look on social as well. Life Made to Order Financial and Five Rings Financial. It really has been a pleasure to hear each of your personal stories and obviously the hope that you're providing our listeners around their financial and wealth abundance. Thank you all for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Karen.
You bet. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Mac 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.